Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, here we go yet again. I'm looking forward to hearing about the Lawn Bowls. I've got a feeling that it would seem or would appear, allegedly, that break to see Creedence Clearwater Revival didn't help much.
I think I might go into singing or something, Rick.
Are you any good at playing bass?
Bowls is gone. Wow. What? Weekend to forget.
What about the midweek to forget?
We won. Our rink won. That's all we could do. We can't bowl for the other rinks. So
it's a team game, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, Rick. I'll just quickly tell you. I'll run through the midweek. Even at half time, overall, not our rink. We're about 10 up or 8 up or 6 up or whatever. Even. We'd end up losing by 54 shots or something.
What did they have? What did they have for afternoon tea?
Sandwich, I don't know. Mushroom sandwiches. But anyway,
are they still alive?
That was another story. And then on the weekend we had the double headers.
That was only alleged mushroom sandwiches.
Yeah. No, they were beautiful sandwiches and very well catered for at the Toorak Bowling Club. And on the weekend played Lockleys on the Saturday and Ascot on the Sunday, and we lost by 20 and 22, I think it was, Rick, on the 2 days. So a little bit disappointing. Probably two games that slipped by that we perhaps could have won. But anyway, another week this week. Woodville at home will not lose. We don't lose at home.
That's what you said last time.
I know.
We lost at home.
Yeah, we did. And to Woodville.
One of the troubles is, you see, I think you've made, is that when I did my sports psychology, you never break a winning streak.
Yeah.
And you were on
That's
a winner.
What did for
and,
East
and
again.
You know, maybe CCR should have been put to one side.
Well, there you go. Anyway, this week is another week. We did lose at home anyhow. We lost Sunday at home to Ascot, who were bottom. So equal bottom now, us, Ascot and Woodville. So Woodville this week, which is a winnable game. Who knows?
No, you said you win, not winnable.
No, it's winnable. I was only joking.
Oh, were you?
Tongue in cheek. Okay, let's get on to the Brosser Bowls. That's only 2 minutes about me today, Pete. Big Pete. So there you go. Cut that short.
Well, it was 2 minutes extended because there was nothing to talk about at all.
Yeah, well, losses gets it through a bit quicker, doesn't it? Anyway, Brosser Lot Bowls this week. Yadunda played Mount Pleasant at Yadunda. Beautiful Yadunda. Yadunda 83, Mount Pleasant 98. So Mount Pleasant having a good win there. Brendan Tahini's rink. 15 up over Chris Jones's rink with the great man Dennis Traeger, ex-Lindock bowler, now at Mount Pleasant.
Yes.
Yep. So, so they had a good win. Newry defeated Lindock quite comfortably. 110 Newry, Lindock 75. With Gary Chapman's rink, 21 up over Steve Heinze. Steve, our valued listener. Having a bit of a up and down season.
Perhaps you two could get together and
we might come play three to you, Steve. Gary Chapman's rink of Leon Hine, Bob Chappie, and Lachlan Fuss, ex Glenelg bowler there. Lachlan's back at Newry. They had a good win. Angaston played Kapunda, Rick.
Yes.
Which was last year top of the table.
Yes.
This year, Kapunda second to bottom at the moment as we speak. 100. It was pretty not a bad game, only 17 shots. Angaston 100, Kapunda 83. Ian Ellsworthy's win 8 over Adrian Green, which is a good win to beat Granny. Whenever you beat Granny, it's a damn good win. He's a good bowler. Brett Rowland back in the winners. Brett, another valued listener.
Yeah, yeah.
That's two I think we've got now. back in the winners' circle this week. Well done, Brett. So,
are they fans of Creedence Clearwater as well?
Oh, I don't know. I know I am. I hate bowls. Freeling been going along all right. Rick, it's alleged a few problems out there. Five, six, seven bowlers left the club. And this has gone in their scores this week. 82 to Tanunda 100. Tanunda's, I think it's their first win.
Oh, right.
They've had a couple of close ones, though. So Neil Stewart's rink over Turtle Curtis, 19. He beat Turtle. That's a good win, beat Turtle by that. So, yeah, there's a bit of unrest there at Freeling.
Do we know what the alleged reasons are?
Yeah, or? There was a it was a bit of a prank joke. It didn't go down the right way, perhaps, committee. One guy's got suspended for 6 weeks, I believe. And anyhow, his dad, Shane Marsland, he has actually been cleared to Lindock, and I believe there might be a couple more clearances to Lindock in the next week or so. Wow. So Shane Marsland to Lindock, he's a good skip for Freeling, played in town a few years too. So he's moving across to Lindock. So that'll strengthen the Lindock side up too. So quickly, Rick, just finishing, Angaston sitting on top. Newry second now. They've come right up from second to bottom. Yadunda, Mount Pleasant, Freeling, Lindock, Kapunda and Tanunda still are sitting on the bottom. Quickly, the undefeated players still in the association at the moment. Wayne Newell from Angaston, Justin Morris, Angaston. Ian Ellsworthy having a great year skipping from Angaston. Bob Randall from Newry and Jimmy Brydson from Angaston. So they're the remaining undefeated players with five or six games they've played this season, Rick.
Oh, well, Phil, look, on behalf of the bowling fraternity, I would like to congratulate you on that deep and meaningful and in-breadth coverage.
I went over the Premier League pretty quick, didn't I?
Even if you sort of exited your performances.
What?
But I would suggest now that, you know, you've got to be on the improve, haven't you? I mean,
can you picture an old woolly goat? That was me yesterday, honestly.
Dear.
I couldn't bowl to save my life.
Sport is one of those fickle things where things can turn for no good reason, either up or down. You've had your downer now. No, well, the downer's down. You're on the way up now. Anyway, so shall we jump to the local Barossa and
Let's go to the cricket.
Right, well, we won't make it detailed to the extent because I could never compete with you. We'll just give the winners and a couple of commentaries.
Yep.
Angaston, there is, I think, as we've already discussed in previous shows, the gap is getting horrific between the top and bottom.
Like the footy.
I mean, and it starts with the first result. Angaston, who lost their first two games, have comfortably, in playing Lindock, won outright. This shows the differential. Lindock dismissed for 44. Angaston, 44. Angaston very smartly declared at naught for 48, set them in, got them out for 83. So they've nearly improved double from 44 to 83. Yeah. And of course, Ango have only had to get the 81 to win outright. End of story. So they've gone no points to 20 points because of the outright. South Gawler.
Yep.
And this is pretty much a similar exercise. South Gawler only made 207, but it's certainly enough to beat Greenock because they only made 108.
Oh.
South batted a second time at 2 for 69 before they called the game off because there was no chance of an outright. Now, one of the things that's really interesting, and I was speaking to Peter Jihadi yesterday at the Hope Cup, a charity match between the Police and the Salvos in Gawler, played at Sandy Creek. He'd been there the day before, umpiring the Sandy Creek Malalar game. Sandy Creek, courtesy mainly of Jimmy Diner, who I mentioned last week, who made 194 off of 126 balls. They were out for 260, and I must confess, Malalar got away to a very poor start on the previous Saturday afternoon and finished up making 207 in the chase.
Oh,
and Craig Todd...
Yes, right, light pass cricketer.
Exactly. He has been the most raging success. He, in the three games that he's played now for Malalar, he's made runs in every game. He made 80.
Wow.
And Troy.
Only a young fella?
No, he's a bit older than you. No, he's not. No, he's not.
He had a walking frame.
No, well, he has a runner. No. No. I mean, he's no youth.
Yeah, okay.
But he bats very, very well.
Oh, okay.
And he and Troy Scott put together a very good partnership. And that was a fine comeback. In fact, if it hadn't been for Diner, and I don't know what you do with Diner on that size oval when he's smashing them, Malalar probably would have won. And the game that I had, which was honestly, and with all due respect to Newry and Tanunda, it was like, despite the fact that it's an A-grade Barossa and Light game, It was like umpiring the Dad's Armies. Both sides have lost half their sides from last year, and their replacements are, well, I'd like to hope that they're only temporary fill-ins until others come through, but I think there were blokes nearly my age playing. But anyway, well,
bit fitter and healthier.
Newry on day one made 8 for 207 at the end of the day's compulsory declaration. And in fact, Tanunda struggled and got there in the end, 8 for 216. But now you're going to have to...
Yeah, you tell me.
Gary
Schweighausen.
Right. Now, I'd never seen him bowl in my life before. He's not on the youthful side of things. Magnificent spinner of the ball. Bowls leggies and long-ins, and unlike most spin bowlers these days, turns the ball miles. He, 15 overs, two maidens, 4 for 42.
Good effort.
Tanunda were cruising at one stage, and then he came on, and but for a couple of badly missed drop catches, guilty parties were people on the older side of things.
Mm-hmm.
They could have easily won that game. Anyway, so indication is that after all that, after three rounds, and how things can change or how things can be equal, Malalar, Sandy Creek, Angaston and South Gawler, I would suggest that is the four.
Top four.
They are all on 20 points. Angaston, of course, courtesy of one outright. The others have won their games. But this is the big thing. Then Tanunda and Greenock have got one game or 10 points each, together with Newry, Lindock on naught. But I would suggest that four of Malalar, Sandy Creek, Angaston and South Gawler, that is it. And that's a very sad thing to have to say after round three.
Yeah.
But if, judging on what I've seen so far, there's not much between.
Yeah.
Talking about suspensions and jokes gone wrong as
you
were
report
in the bowling,
somebody else or what?
Well, I think we might have mentioned last week that, and I correct me, I'm not sure whether it was 8 or 10 weeks, but the one time incredibly very good player, Brett Burgess, playing
Brett.
In one of the lower grades for Angaston, was suspended for 8 or 10 games allegedly in a bowling action. The story I've heard allegedly is that he ran through or ran into somebody. And so what they're doing these days, which is quite good because of the lack of umpires, mm-hmm. is that if you're suspended, you can have a reduced suspension
if you umpire.
So he's evidently umpire. This is all alleged.
Oh, okay.
So
ran into somebody.
Yeah. Oh, so okay. He's umpiring.
You're not a small boy, Brett.
So anyway, there's the gossip and the rumours for
there
the local cricket.
We got nothing like that in bowls. No. I might do that this week.
Well, that would
probably hurt myself.
Yeah. Now, any footy news?
Look, not local footy, but I heard it's alleged.
Alleged, yes.
Alleged. Apparently Northern Territory fishing as we speak, but I heard that Scott Lysett I heard it was a done deal, signed at Port Districts.
What?
Port Districts. Yeah. Gee, even talking to a guy that's tied up with Port, he hadn't even heard the... And I said, well, I've heard that it's virtually signed, sealed and delivered. So it'll be, just keep your ear to the ground there.
Gee whiz. I mean, like, you know, we're normally talking about blokes who have sort of well and truly passed it playing in lower grades. But even on one, I mean, he's...
They divvy one, though, so it'll be a good comp. I mean, he'd...
but he'd dominate.
Yeah, sure. You would think, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
Well...
But are we playing for nothing?
Of course.
It's amateur league.
Of course it is, yeah. His wife gets paid a great deal for playing.
Yeah, she runs the canteen. She's only $1,500 a game at the canteen.
Well, there you go. There's the local footy news. Now, Phil, what about last night? I'm tired.
Oh, tired? I got out of bed at 2:45.
What a performance.
Yeah, wow.
It's a... It's an interesting concept, and we haven't got all day to talk about it, but it's interesting, isn't it, in the psychology of sport. You couldn't have got bad money on India. You know, they've gone through the competition, not only unbeaten, but comfortably unbeaten. They, to the extent that their bottom order, hardly some of them...
They didn't know what the ball was coming down.
Some of them hadn't even gone to the crease to have a bat at all. And the other top half of the bottom order had only had a couple of hits. Now, as against the Aussies, who, as we all know, lost their first two games and won a number of others by, you know, the skin of their teeth. Oh, exactly.
You know.
I mean, without that ridiculously brilliant innings of Maxi. Oh,
Afghanistan or Bangladesh? Afghanistan.
Now, we were gone for all money. In fact, when Maxi came to the crease, I can recall this, that the predictor of who's going to win and who's going to lose had Australia with a 1% chance of winning that game.
Really?
1%. Well, they were gone. Anyway, so now it's I don't often give Travis Head great praise, but his performance last night, although most of it will be centred around his 100, the thing that I think changed the game was the brilliant running with the ball, diving catch that he took.
Unbelievable, wasn't it?
It really changed. I mean, you know, Rohit Sharma was on fire.
Yeah.
And he mishit the ball, sure, and that's the luck of the draw in all cricket, let alone one day cricket. And, you know, I 9 out of 10 times, not only would you possibly not get to the ball, but even if you get to the ball and caught it, you might spill it when you hit the ground your elbows. Yep. He cradled it. It was a brilliant catch. Yep. And then, see, even last night, we'll all forget it now, but Australia were again in strife. They were 3 for 30 or 27.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is that Travi has come to the rescue, but guess what? The big partnership, 190 or whatever it was, with Marnus, Labuschagne, and originally he wasn't going to be picked in the side.
He even said that after they interviewed him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Yeah, they interviewed. Oh, that's a bit up us too.
But, I mean, isn't it the fickleness of sport?
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, maybe it was, I mean, people talk about, oh, you've got to have a win, a loss before you have a win before the big one. But, you know, maybe they'd had it too easy, whereas Australia were basically almost playing playing for their lives every match. And they were very lucky to win a few of them. But winning is everything. And now they're the world champions again.
I couldn't believe how good their fielding was.
Oh, it was
stops, you know, right on the boundary. Yeah. You think, oh, that's four, and next minute he flies in there.
It was, the thing is, psychologically, I reckon they were really up for that game. And I think they probably also took on the concept is we've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. We're meant to be in front of 130,000 Indians, no chance to win, and so we'll go for broke. And I tell you what, the other thing that I was deeply impressed by was, and I'm not in favour, and I've said it before about fast bowlers being captain, but Cummins handled that bowling attack brilliantly, given the situation.
And I thought the bowlers bowled to, let's say, the player's more weakness, sometimes we just bowl down there flat out, and you know they hit us. Yeah.
It was a very good demonstration. Now we've basically run out of time.
Yeah, just quickly, I want to just touch on the Redbacks. Redbacks, another loss.
Well, it's good to see another loss. Yep. But I was going to analyse the whole thing, but I won't now.
No.
But I mean, I think I said last show the problem is there's no batsmen. We're bowling sides out, but I mean, Daniel Drew, number 3, supposedly the bloke who is the best in the side, bats at 3 or 4.
Yep.
Daniel Drew, 8 innings, aggregate 123, average 15.37, with, in 8 innings, a higher score of 29. Now, what about the captain? He made 115 in his first dig. He's now, after eight digs, got an aggregate of 199. So that doesn't mean he made too many more. So that's, he's made about 80 in his seven innings. He's got an average of 24. Captain of the side. Anyway, that's enough.
His mum must have rang a couple of times.
Must have rang again.
A couple of weeks ago. He won't be long.
Anyway, talking about the joke.
Yes.
A husband and wife.
Yep.
Walking down the street, and they see this bloke, four parts of the weather in front of the pub, absolutely, really on fire.
Yep.
And the wife looks at the husband and says, "Do you know what? About 20 years ago, see that guy over there? He asked me to marry him." Husband looked back at her and said, "Looks as though he's still celebrating."
Warren, we thank you for that joke.
We do indeed. All right, so that's it. We've run over well and truly. Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.